lines are open. Please don't feel like you're interrupting us as we interview our dear friend from the Fairhope Film Festival, Pandora Heathcoe. We will just hold that thought and pause our thoughts when you give us a call at 928-9228. Good morning, Pandora.
Good morning.
Thank
good
you
morning,
for being
good morning.
With us. I know y'all have been working really hard on the film festival, which opens today. I can't wait to hear all about it, but we're going to take this phone call real quick. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
How are you doing? I was just checking.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had Mary Reiser in, I believe it was Halloween morning, and then we replayed her interview yesterday.
Yeah.
Because we just want to make sure everybody knows about this incredible film festival. And today, I know so many things have gone digital now. Do you still have a check-in place for folks to come get their tickets, or is it all done online?
No,
now?
Everything's done online. Everything.
Okay.
FairhopeFilmFestival.org. You can still buy tickets. You can still buy tickets to the street party Saturday night. You can buy the six-pack. We have a film tonight at the Amphitheater at Coastal College. It's a fabulous film called Lauren and Rose. The director, Russell Brown, will be there afterwards for a Q&A.
That is so cool when the directors join us and we get to hear all kinds of, you know, behind-the-scenes information. Hang on just a second. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air. So tell, what is Lauren and Rose? Is
Lauren and Rose.
What is that about? It's, we'll just have to come find out.
Yeah, you have to buy a ticket and come see. It's a fabulous film. I've seen almost all the films, so I hate to be the spoiler alert, but
Some of the movies started this morning, huh?
Yes, we have a film at the film office today at 10:30. Our film tonight is sponsored by United Bank, which without our sponsors and of course our volunteers, we wouldn't be in our 10th year. We can't thank our sponsors enough.
It's an amazing feat to pull this off. As Mary was telling us how she shops around to find the best of the best films at other independent film festivals.
She does. She and I went to Sonoma two or three times, and actually we're having Stephen Shore tomorrow at the Fairhope Chocolate Factory at 10 o'clock. He is a director. He is from the Sonoma Film Festival, now at the Newport Film Festival and the Cannes Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be
doing a Q&A type workshop at the Fairhope Chocolate Factory tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And the Fairhope Film Festival is called a True Film Lovers Festival.
Oh, yes.
If you, the best thing to do is go online, fairhopefilmfestival.org. If you go to festival information, and then festival overview, short films, etc., and you can find the schedule, I was mentioning earlier, they could drop by the office and pick up a paper schedule.
They're outside, and they're also at the Welcome Center downtown.
Okay. The Fairhope Film Festival office is at the corner of St. James and Fairhope Avenue, or at the Welcome Center, so you can, you know, some of us just old-fashioned like that paper in our hands.
Oh, yeah.
You can, at a glance, see everything that's happening, because you got to make sure when you pick a film, that you don't conflict, because you have more than one playing at the same
time.
Different
and
locations.
They may be at different venues. Our venues are, of course, the Fairhope Library, Coastal College, across from the library, Coastal College at the corner of St. James, our film office, and then we have a few at the Methodist Church.
Okay. And the UAB, or the South Alabama, that's the one at St. James and...
Right.
St. James, and what's that little street that runs
Summit?
Summit. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Saturday at 2 o'clock, we have a very fabulous film called Contradictions of Fair Hope. It is not about the city of Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted everybody to know that. And Apatha Murkison is the director, better known as Law & Order Television. And... Rochelle Metcalf, also director and producer. They will both be there for Q&A afterwards.
Cool. All right, hold that thought just a second, Pandora. Okay, Pandora. So, this lady from Law & Order?
Yes.
I think I know who she is. I think I recognize
her. She came our first year with Paul Sorvino. Okay. She is a fabulous actress, producer, director. This film is amazing, and I really think people need to come and see it.
Okay.
And talk to her. And then, of course, too, the Fairhope Film Festival is a great opportunity for anybody that wants to get into the filmmaking industry to meet some of these producers, come to our panels, directors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold that thought. This is WABF and Swap Shop. We have Pandora Heathcote with us from the Fairhope Film Festival and highlighting some of the actors and the panelists. I saw some more folks that looked familiar to me. There's an actor's studio. Like you said, if you're interested in getting into the movie business, some of these would be great to attend, which, once again, you can find at fairhopefilmfestival.org. And our number, 928-9228. So tell us a bit about this actor studio that's coming up. Can you see that on your screen? We've got some talented actors and producers coming to town.
We have Michael O'Neill.
They look familiar. Clayne Crawford
mm-hmm.
and Mike Newsky.
Yes.
And that is a Friday from 5 until 6, an actor's studio. Join
yes.
us for a conversation with three of the movie industry's most talented actors. And that's cool. Go ahead.
Our panels and the studio actors, that's what I'm trying to, you know, say, that if you're trying to get into the film industry, whether it be behind the scenes or in the scenes, you know, a lot of our locals have participated in the films they have filmed here locally, and several of them have worked on the lighting or just being a personal assistant to the director or the producer. So these kind of things are, to me, very beneficial.
Yes, in fact, the Hulu TV show that I was somewhat involved in, at least two or three locals
right.
were involved
in
the filming of that on a daily basis. So.
And that's where I think our panels come into play. You learn quite a bit of information. You're allowed to ask questions. So those, to me, are exciting.
And do I understand correctly that you don't have to buy a ticket to come to those?
Correct.
So we have one. We have Steve Shore at Fairhope Chocolate Friday morning at 10:30 a.m.
Yes.
And then the others we just mentioned, Friday, 5 until 6 p.m. Is that also at Fairhope Chocolate? I'm looking to see where. Oh, at the Fairhope Film Festival office.
Correct.
Okay.
And that is on the corner of Fairhope Avenue and Summit Street.
And then Saturday, you've already mentioned these folks from 2:30 until 4.
Yes, Apatha Murchison.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. From Law and Order.
Correct.
Your mic's not on, baby.
From Law and Order.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, she was the captain, the black woman that was the captain at the store, and I cannot remember what her name was in the series, but she was on the series for 15 years?
Correct.
Wow. Then you've got panels of short films Saturday, 10 to 11 and 11 to 12, also at the Fairhope Film Festival office.
Correct.
So anyone that's interested in any way, shape, or form, really just go to the website. There's lots to absorb. There's lots to see.
There's very, very vast information on the website.
Lots to do.
Yes.
Now, you've got a fan package where you can buy a six-pack of tickets and the red carpet party ticket.
Correct.
And save a bunch of money.
Yes, yes. And then the carpet party starts at 7. We close down Summit Street, and it closes at 10. We have Journey to Mars as our band. Clifton Morissette Automobile is catering with some fabulous food. It's just going to be a great night.
That's one of my favorite parts
yes.
of the festival. Thank you for the tickets. I'm definitely looking forward to that. And once again, you can find it all on fairhopefilmfestival.org. So how does it feel this year's?
This is our 10th year.
But it's very different with all the online stuff now.
It is, because Mary and I have talked about that since COVID. So many film festivals, you know, went virtual.
Right.
And which we are not this year. And it makes a huge difference. To me, like you said, so many people want the paper in their hand, so that's a little bit new to them, but it's really not that difficult. And to me, you know, I do everything online, so for me it's great. We'll have people, when you go to walk into any venue, they scan your ticket on your phone, and so it just makes it a lot easier, faster, more convenient. But this is our 10th year. I'm so excited.
That's Mary, hard to believe.
Mary has had a vision for over 14, 15 years, and for us to be actual 10 years, it's unbelievable.
It is. I can remember gearing up for those early ones, and
me too.
Just, you know, of course, yeah. You've been
I've been involved for 10 sure. years. Yeah. For 10 years.
Our dear, sweet, late Todd Johnson.
Oh,
he
my
was
goodness,
so involved.
Yes.
And just love and miss him. It was lots and lots of fun, for sure.
Exactly. He was a volunteer for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
He enjoys both.
So I understand it takes a lot of volunteers to pull
goodness.
This off,
yes,
too.
It really does. And we've been so fortunate to have almost the same volunteer base. We do have a couple more volunteers for the street party this year who actually were involved in the film industry in L.A., so I'm excited to have them on my team because I'm in charge of the street party.
Oh, I know. Yay. And that is one of my favorites. That's the best band. Yeah. And then isn't that when you do the awards?
Yes, we do the awards for all the films based on viewers' choice.
So how does that work when we go see a film?
They'll give you a ballot.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah, they'll give you a ballot. So these awards are, you know, by their peers.
Right, okay. And you can buy one ticket to one movie or buy as many as you want
Correct.
To as many movies as you can squeeze in.
Correct. You just have to make sure you're squeezing the right ones in the right time frame.
Yeah. It's kind of like trying to make it across campus from one class to another. You know, you make sure you can
exactly
you can do that.
Yes,
a lot now, of go ahead, Mark.
If somebody wants to see a movie last minute, is there a way to?
Yes,
do that?
We will have volunteers that'll have. Oh my gosh, what do you call it?
The
square.
Okay.
The square, but that does not mean that you may be able to fit into. If the film is sold out,
yeah,
you're out of luck.
Okay.
So that's why we're really stressing: buy your tickets early, buy them online.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are a lot of I know that in the past people have come from all over the United States.
And we
some
do,
even internationally. Are you seeing that this year?
Yes. I mean, we've had some people come from Alaska. Which to me is great for this community. They have to have a place to stay. They have to have a place to eat. So not only are we bringing great films to Fairhope, we're bringing revenue for the shops and everything downtown.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. What else do we need to know about the Fairhope Film Festival that, I see. Actually, folks can actually call if they have questions too. Is there anybody at the office that can help them if they want to
yes,
call with a question?
Yes.
202-9119. 202-9119. If you have a question, you can also email info@fairhopefilmfestival.org. info@fairhopefilmfestival.org.
Well, come see our film tonight. Bring your chair. Bring you a little ice chest. Bring you a little blanket.
Where is it outside? Where
it's going to be the amphitheater at Coastal College on Fairhope Avenue.
Oh,
where okay. where they have live at 5.
Someone messaged me thinking that event was at UAB. I mean the
no
USA. Okay.
Well, that would have been like our plan B had it rained.
Okay.
We always have a backup, but no, it will be at the amphitheater outside.
Okay.
Film starts at 6.
And that's the French movie.
Yes, okay. and the director will be there.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Pandora. Anything else we need to know?
No, just come and have a good time.
Thank you.
These are some fabulous films that you normally would not have the opportunity to see. They're not at your regular theater.
Oh, no. Not at all. And Mary said that Most of them were uplifting. She said about 85% yes. were uplifting. And yes. there's still a few dark drama, but well, most of yeah. them were.
But we have also an amazing film Sunday on David Cohen and the concept of his song, Hallelujah.
Really?
Yes, that one's going to, me, I'm a music person, so yeah. that one's, I can't wait.
Very good. FairHopeFilmFestival.org. All right. Thank you so much,
Thank
Pandora.
You for having me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We appreciate it. I'll try to edit out the phone calls and post it up on our website for y'all to listen to Mary Reiser's interview.